This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. Last week, I talked about AWS Management Console access incorrectly. It doesn't, in fact, do what a lot of customers would like, which is limit where the account management console can be accessed from, but rather limits what AWS accounts can be accessed via the management console from a specific private network, be it VPC or VPN or Direct Connect. In other words, it's an end run around some ham-fisted data exfiltration attempts, which is being done via web console? Really? This reeks of corporate controls that seek to check boxes rather than improve customer situations. My thanks to Timothy Ingalls on the Last Week in AWS Community Slack for flagging this for my attention. Gold star for you. Now let's see what happened. This week's S3 Bucket Negligence Award is brought to you by PwC Nigeria. FusionAuth has a great dive into their annual SOC 2 vendor selection process, and My Beloved Retool has a post talking about how an MFA failure mode led to a small number of customers being exposed. I was apparently not one of the affected, which is honestly something of a shame, because all that I have in Retool is the system to build my newsletter and this attendant podcast, so it's honestly one of the most harmless workloads ever to exist. AWS had a couple of points. Accelerating development with the AWS CDK plugin CloudFormation Guard Validator. I think that casting being responsible in a security context as accelerating development sends the wrong message and sets the wrong tone. The post and the tool are awesome. I just think that embracing the business's need for faster, faster, faster is going to have some backlash sooner or later. Am I alone here? And how to implement cryptographic modules to secure private keys used with IAM roles anywhere. I'm trying to stop using USB dinguses for CA storage and use cloud HSM stuff like I should, and then this post comes out telling me that I can alternately upgrade my USB dingus and all will be mostly well. In seriousness, I love the idea of roles anywhere to extend IAM on-prem. Is anyone out there using it? If you are, please reach out. Tell me your story. And the tool of the week. It's been a while since I thought of this one. I remember Volkswagen's regulatory issues half a decade ago when it came to light that their diesel engines detected that they were undergoing EPA benchmarks and thus changed their behavior so they could pass the tests. Similarly, the Volkswagen open source tool detects when your tests are being run in a CI server, and then it makes them pass. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's keep going.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.